Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can get more tips, strategies, and free downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. If you've been following the show the past few weeks, we've been doing a series on how to make this the best year ever. And this is the fourth of four parts, and this is going to be about sales. So if you followed before, if you haven't, check it out. We had in the first series, episode number 101, was how to design a website that converts visitors into leads that convert into sales. And we talked about that with Darren Slaughter. Great episode, had some great information. Guy's a real pro, offered some good tips. And he also had a great offer, which I think everybody should check out, which is a free homepage review. And he'll take a look, tell you all of the things that are working and not working as far as converting visitors to leads, getting more leads from your website. And the second part was now we've got the hub of our marketing system down, which is our website. Now, we've got to get ready for all these leads. So how are we going to keep all these organized? That's a big problem that we have. Leads now are going to be coming through the door. How do we keep them organized? How do we put them in a lead funnel and put them through sales pipeline from the point of getting that lead and converting it into a sale? And that takes a good CRM system. And we need to set that up before we do anything else. Make sure that is set up, organized, and running well. So we've got our process down that we're going to be able to take these leads into converting them into sales. And that's our CRM program. We had Adam Sand. He's a roofing contractor out of Canada. And a real tech nerd. This guy's really got a great program, runs a good company up there in Canada. He showed us all the ins and outs of CRM programs, how to find the right one. Because as I talk about from my experience, we made the mistake of getting the wrong CRM. And it really turned our business upside down as far as the amount of time that it took to try to get it going. Nobody was on board. It was a real cluster. So you don't want to do that. So in that episode number 102, Adam gave us a link to a free download, which was called his CRM Picker. And it's a tool that he's got. You fill it out, answer the questions. And it'll really kind of decide which CRM programs are better, because there's a ton of them out there. A lot of them are great. Some of them suck. But the big key is to get the one that's right for you. And that's all that matters. If it doesn't work in your company, in your workflow, then it's not worth anything. All right. Now, the third episode, which was 103, we had Mark Levesque on, and we talked about how to get more leads. And this is our lead machine. And Mark is an expert also from Canada, and he runs Web Runner Media. So he's a marketing pro, works just with contractors, so really knows the industry. He showed us how to get leads by primarily pay-per-click, Facebook ads, all of the ways to set up that system and bring in the leads, because you've got to have a good, consistent lead flow all year long. He gives us some great tips on how to set up a good marketing system where we're bringing in leads at the right price and bringing in the leads, the qualified leads. We're not getting this crap off a Home Advisor and so forth. That's just a waste of time and money. They're cheap, but you don't want to be dealing with that. You don't want to be setting up somebody else's website, which is HomeAdvisor. You want to be bringing these in, your own leads, into your website and building your business. So we talk about that. Now, we've got the website, we've got the CRM, we've got the leads coming in. How do we take that next step? We've got the lead. How do we take it through to conversion? How do we convert it into a sale? Not only a sale, but a sale that is going to refer us to like-minded customers, and that's going to be a lifetime customer, that's going to be repeat business. This is what it's all about. So today, this episode, I'm going to talk about the system that we used, and we're going to take a step-by-step process. We talk about systems and processes all the time to the point of ad nauseum. Okay, everybody's probably tired of hearing about that. But all we're talking about is a freaking checklist, basically, and that's what our process is. So we're going to develop a checklist where it's consistent, it's repeatable. This is how we do it every time. Every time we've got a lead, from the time that we make that initial phone call, set up the appointment, make our presentation, we keep following up until we sell it, or as they say, until they buy, die, or F off. All right, those are that's the way, but you're not going to just drop the ball on these things like so many contractors do. They just waste this money. And generally, a lead statistically is about $350 in our industry. Okay, and that's what it costs to get a qualified lead. We're not talking about this crap that I mentioned on HomeAdvisor. This is a qualified lead. So we're talking big money, and every lead has got to be put in our pipeline and take it through the steps. We don't rush it. We've got a procedures for all this, a process, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. But before I do, I want to thank our sponsor, and that's Ruby Receptionists. We've spent the last three episodes talking about how do we get our phone to ring? How do we get our prospects to call us? And now they're finally calling us, and we're flipping them over into voicemail. Well, they're not going to leave a message. They're just going to go to our competitor where they can talk to a live person and get the answers to the questions that they've got. Or if we do have an in-house receptionist, Ruby can do it at a fraction of the cost. They pick up the phone, they get it quickly with a friendly, professional voice every time. They don't call in sick. They don't go to lunch, they don't take vacations, and they don't have bad days where they're not giving your customer the best experience when they call in. Ruby gives you the peace of mind to step away from the phone and focus on the activities that make you money, like getting in front of customers. All your messages and voicemails are at your fingertips through the Ruby mobile app, and they can be delivered via notifications, text, or email. In addition to taking calls, they can set appointments, and they even enter them in directly into your CRM. They collect all the information that you need, and they'll tee up that sale for you by leaving a great first impression. You can check them out at callruby.com/roofershow, where you can go there and test them out for free, see if it's right for you. If it is, I've got a promo code that'll knock off $50 off your first service at Roofer50. They have a great service, and a lot of the contractors that I work with, they use them, love them. So check it out, callruby.com/roofershow. All right, well, let's get into our topic for today, and that is how to convert these leads into sales. But I got a lot of contractors that tell me, hey, Dave, you know, the last thing I need is more business. I don't need more leads. I don't need more sales. I'm running around in circles. I'm so screwed up now. I can't take anything else. I'm just totally stressed out. I don't want any more leads or sales. So I tell them, well, great. Then you must be making a ton of money. You're building up cash reserves, you're debt-free, you're setting money aside for your retirement, you're buying your own building, your own property for your business, and you must be on top of the world loving life. Well, actually, no, they tell me, I'm just working twice as hard as I was before for the same amount of money. Everybody's stressed out. I've lost a couple of key guys. I've had a couple of injuries on the jobs. I got customers who are screaming at me. Actually, it's not all that great. Well, if you're not making money in this economy, you're going to have a real tough time when things start to turn, because I really think we are coming into slower times, no question about it, and you need to be prepared. You need to make sure that your business is recession-proof, because it's going to change. It always does. So that's what we're going to get into today. It's not about just doing more. It's about getting more leads that we can cherry pick from and take only the ones that are going to convert into sales, and they're going to be profitable sales, because we're going to be selecting and qualifying only those that recognize the additional value that we have, and we can charge a higher price. We can do less work and make more money. That's the idea. We're going to have more free time. So if you're running around all stressed out and you're not making any money, what's the point? All right, well, let's get into this process. Start building this system, the step-by-step checklist, our process for selling. We're going to keep it really simple, because it doesn't have to be complicated. It just needs to be repeatable. We need to do it each and every time and just walk through it. You're going to see a huge increase in your sales and profitable sales. I'm going to start off real quick by saying something that I probably shouldn't need to say. However, people like to buy from people that they like, people that they know, like, and trust. I get some contractors that say, you know, I'm just really not a people person. People are all we have around here. So if you're not a people person, you're in the wrong business and you shouldn't be here, because the biggest thing you can do is just be a good guy, smile, be likable, and learn to talk with people, because it's... if people don't like you, they're not going to buy, period. And all of this is a waste of time. And something else that bugs the hell out of me is when a contractor's rushed. They're rushing around, and it's like they don't have time for you. You've got to be prepared, you've got to be organized, and you've got to be prepared to spend time with your prospect. And this is what we're going to get across today, which is not running around in circles trying to be everything to everybody. We're going to be selective so we can spend the time with people, so we can get to know them, so they like us. All right, now that we went out and got some personality, let's get into step number one, and that is the initial call. Our lead machine's working. They may have called in on the phone. Maybe they filled out a form on our website. Or if you're making the mistake of using Home Advisor, maybe they're calling in through that. But regardless, you've got to get back to these people really quickly, because they want to talk to somebody, and they want to talk to somebody now, which is what we talked about. Ruby, get Ruby so you get the phone answered quickly. And then the next thing is to leave a great first impression. It's the first contact, the first touch you're going to have with that customer, and the introduction to your company. So you've got a chance to start the sale. If it comes across leaving a bad taste in their mouth, a bad first impression, you're screwed, man. It's going to be an uphill battle. So that's why you want to make sure that when that phone is answered, you pay attention. Got your feet flat on the ground. You're listening to what they're saying. You're not sitting there reading the paper. You've got to be focused and leave that great first impression. Now, before that initial call comes in, you got to have your script down. You've got to have your ideal customer identified, what type of project you're looking for, who you want to work with, the radius of the area that you want to work in, all of those things that we talk about on the show. Got to have that stuff down, because we're looking for those type of prospects. And if they're the wrong type of prospects, we're not going to waste our time going out to give them a proposal and run up our costs more than we already have, because we've spent the money to get them to call us. And hopefully, if we've done our marketing correctly, that we're getting mostly qualified prospects calling. So whether you've got somebody in-house or you've got Ruby receptionist answering the phone, they want to have a script that they can go down and ask the questions that you need to have answered to determine if that's a prospect that you want to deal with. And it may not be. It may be outside of the radius. It may be a different type of project that you're not interested in, but you've got to ask those questions. And that's the time to qualify your prospect to see if it's something that you want to do. If it's not, I like to have somebody that I can refer them to. You know, it'll just leave them in a lurch. And if the customer's a real jerk, then I want to send them over to those contractors that I can't stand. If it is an opportunity we want to pursue, I like to schedule that appointment right then so you're not going back and forth trying to set this up. I use Acuity Scheduler. That's one way. There's scheduling programs that are great because you can set the appointment. It'll notify the customer. It'll add reminders to everybody. It's great. But regardless, you've got to capture all of that information, get it in your CRM so we can move it down the sales pipeline. But the salesman has to have all that information. So now we've got a qualified lead. We're not just going to drop everything and run out there and see them. We're going to do something that we call lead warming. And that is step number two, the step that we take. So it's not going to be a cold call when we come out there. We're going to warm up this lead so they're prepared for the visit. At this point, either you, salesman, or somebody in the office is going to do some research on this prospect. So you can check LinkedIn, Facebook, these type of things. See if you have any friends in common, see what they do. So you just got a little bit of advanced knowledge when you go, before you go in there and meet them. Now, what I like to do is send them something. One, you're going to confirm the appointment. Thanks for calling us. You're going to send a little email. And I like to have the photo of the salesman that's going to come out there so they know who to expect. Give a little bio, so in case they went to the same school, or you can put in a link back to their LinkedIn page, anything to just give them a little more information and get to know them. I like to put something in, even an eagle view shot of the building. I mean, you know, you pay a few bucks to have that, but it looks really professional. And also, send them something about your company, which is maybe your insurance information, how long you've been in business, little brochure about the company. So this just warms the lead up. So when you get out there, you don't have to spend all this time explaining this. Hopefully they've read it and taken a look at it, and they know who you are, as opposed to how many times you've gone out to the job and they go, oh, yeah, okay, I don't even remember calling you, but whatever. And you want to avoid that. So you want to separate yourself from your competition. They're probably calling a couple of guys. So what are you doing that's different? I like to send them a brochure, an ebook, a white paper, something that talks about how to select a qualified contractor, or, you know, roofing 101. It could be all kinds of things, but you want to have something prepared, and you want to do this with, as just part of the procedure. Everybody that you're going to go out and see gets this prior to when they go out there. So you're not going out there making a cold visit. They're already warmed up and you're on your way to making a sale. Step number three is the visit. We're going to go out and see our prospect, and we want to set ourselves apart from the competition. We want to make sure that we leave a great first impression when we get out there. Obviously, if you're listening to this show, you know you're not supposed to go out there in dirty clothes and wearing shorts, whatever. Look professional. Also, something that I like to do is I like texting a lot, so I always try to set this up beforehand, get their cell phone number. So I'll just confirm the appointment and then just give a quick call, say, hey, I'm on my way. I'm going to stop by Starbucks. You want me to pick you up anything? People love it. But also, stepping back, you've always got to confirm your appointment. You've got your scheduling program should be sending confirmations just as reminders. You want to call them and make sure that they're going to be there. It's a good time, and they're prepared to see you. Otherwise, we don't want them, you know, if they're rushed or they're going to squeeze you in, you don't want to do that. Let's reschedule. You want to have their attention, and you want to go out there and have time to sit down and talk with them. And you want to be sure you've already explained the process, how much time you're going to take, how this is going to work. You're going to go out and inspect the roof. Then we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about it. We're going to do a needs assessment. Whatever it is, make sure that they understand that so they can schedule the appropriate amount of time. Hopefully, you've already had a chance to talk with them over the phone, and you further qualify them, ask them what their needs are, find out what they're looking for. And with this, you've got to have a script. It's a checklist. So you go through the process each time, asking them the questions, so you get the answers that you need to help them out. And that's what you're doing. You're there to help. Without having a checklist, without a process, you're going to forget some of these things and you're going to miss them. But always have the checklist with the questions that we're going to ask them so we can determine what's important to them. If we're asking the right questions and shutting our mouth and listening to the answers, they're going to tell us what it's going to take to sell them the job. So watch your talk-listen ratio. They should be doing most of the talking. You should be doing most of the listening. By this time, you've already had a couple of contacts with them. They've had a couple of touches with your business. Hopefully, you've got that know, like, and trust going by now, and they feel comfortable. So I'm not going to get into the step four, which is the presentation. That's a whole nother episode, but we've had a couple of great episodes on how to sell. Number 22 with Tom Reber with the Contractor Fight. This is something that everybody should check out. He's got a great podcast called The Contractor Fight. It's got a couple of programs for sales. And what I like about their program is they do a lot of role playing. And this is where you need to practice your sales skills. But this is something that can be learned. Go to Sandler, go to Sales Class. Another episode that we had was number 75, How to Escape the Price-Driven Sale with John DeRosa. This guy's a real pro. I had him on the show a couple of times, but get some training and practice, and always smile, be a good guy, and ask the right questions. They'll give you the answers that'll show you how to sell the job. And after each time you meet with a prospect, always do what's called the postmortem. So you review in your mind what went right, what went wrong, what else could you have asked, and did you get all the information that you needed? Because that's how you're going to get better. If you followed your process this far and done everything right, you have sold the job. But remember that only, say, 3 out of 10 prospects are going to buy on the spot. Those other 6 or 7, they're not ready to buy. They may need to wait for, you know, a tax refund or save their money or something else. So they're not prepared to buy at that time, but they are probably going to buy within the next year. And that's when we get into step 5, which we call lead nurturing. This is where so many contractors drop the ball, because if they don't close the deal right then, maybe they throw out a couple of, hey, I'm just following up, a couple of those, and then they just drop it and move on. Now, if you've got 6 or 7 proposals that you've already made, you've already spent the money, that's where the dough's at. That's where you want to focus your efforts, is on that lead nurturing, because those guys are eventually going to buy. That's where you've got to stay top of mind and be sure you're following up, so you don't drive down the street and see somebody else's ladder put up against the wall. I hate that. You got to, you know, they forgot who you were. So you've got to be out there. You've got to be following up. You've got to have a system. And this is our process that we're talking about. We'll get into that in a minute. But this is where the gold is at. You've already spent the money. You've taken the time to make the presentation. It's already there. So why do you need to go out and spend a bunch of money to get new leads when you've got all of that stuff sitting right there that's ripe for closing? So how do we keep top of mind with those prospects that we've already made proposals to? The first thing is we don't call them and say, hey, I'm just following up, because they're not going to call you back. We all know that. That's what everybody does. You need to give them a reason to call you back, which may be some new information. Hey, I wanted to send you this article that about what we talked about, something like that. Just calling and saying, I want to follow up. Well, he's not ready to buy. So what are you doing? You want to get them into your CRM program. And this is what we talk about, the pipeline. We have a process for doing this. One is that you're going to send a series of emails and they're going to drip out. This is going to be automatic. As soon as we set up our CRM, well, maybe our first email is going to be, hey, thanks, I really appreciate the opportunity. Blah, 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 something like that. Then the next one is going, you know, we're going to have a series of educational emails going out just to keep them where they're remembering us. This is where a newsletter is great, and everybody should be having a monthly, at least quarterly newsletter going out with some helpful information that's not just a sales piece. At this point, there's no sense in trying to hard close them. We want to just kind of send them information. And then every couple of emails, every third, perhaps, we set this up in advance where we may be asking for the order. Are you getting ready to do this? What do you think? What's going on? Now, rather than calling them back, the best way to communicate with people, if you want to get a return phone call or you want to get a response, is by texting. Email, maybe, but texting, if you think about what's going to make you respond, I mean, you're going to look at your text. Text comes in, helpful information. Hey, just wanted to check in with you. Here's some stuff that's going on. We've got a price increase coming up maybe, and I want to make sure that I notify you in advance. Whatever it is, but there's going to be a series of emails dripping out, so we keep our name out there. A great piece is always to notify them that we're doing Mrs. Jones' house down the street from you. Come on down and check it out. And that's why you want to make sure that you set up your radius marketing with your job signs, and whether they're door knockers, sending out the emails to the neighbors and so forth, because our goal is to try to get one job for every job we do in a neighborhood. Once you've got the job going, I mean, there's a great opportunity to get additional work. Now, at some point, maybe after a few contacts, you try to get in touch with them, no response, not getting anything. That may be timed for the breakup email. And that's basically, we assume you selected another contractor, so thanks a lot for the opportunity. And sometimes, quite often, you'll get a response finally. It's like, no. We're just not ready. We're waiting for that check to come in, that refund check, maybe something like that. But you may not have much to lose. So that's when you'd put them in the dead file. Now, step six, we've closed the job. All right, this is a good time to do a recap of knowing our numbers. And this is why it's so important. Now, we started off with an inquiry, not a lead, but an inquiry. So we've got either Ruby or our in-house receptionist qualifying these. So now we get the inquiry. We convert that into a qualified lead. What's the number of those? Hopefully, most of the inquiries are turning into qualified leads. We've qualified them. We've focused them down. And they are our ideal customer, because that tells us that we've been doing good marketing. We're attracting the right type of visitors to our site. We're getting referrals. We're doing all the things that we should be doing. And now we've got qualified leads. We go out, make our presentation. We have the visit, the presentation. Then what is our close rate from those? We want to track all of this. So let's say at this point we've got one out of three jobs we're closing at that point. Now, we've still got all these open jobs as we're coming into the lead nurturing. So we've got to keep track of all of those. Our CRM system does all this automatically. This is why you've got to have a good CRM that's working for you, that's giving you the information, because we need to know that so we can make adjustments. If our leads coming in, if we're not getting the leads, the qualified leads that we need, we've got to make adjustments to our marketing. If we're not closing the jobs that we should be, we've got to take a look at our sales process, our salesman's skills, sales skills. So maybe we need to take a look at that. But you need to be aware of what that is. We need to know our average job size, of course, but also what is the sales cycle? What's our average job taking to close? We talked about those three jobs that we that are going to close on the spot. So maybe we get 50% of those. Then we're coming into the rest of the leads. We've already paid the money. They're open quotes. We have to continue the process, keep pushing them along our pipeline until we close it, lose it, or put them in the dead file. And job's not going to happen. We're moving on. But we've got to know those numbers. So when we look at those numbers and we talk about our close rates, when you talk to an average roofer, oh, yeah, I close 50% of my jobs. Well, usually, no, they don't. You know, you got to look at all of the numbers. Anybody that makes contact with you gets tracked. Where do these leads come from? We've got to track all of that. We've talked about this in many of the episodes, but it's critical. We've got to know our numbers. Now, on our lead, we want to have targets. What are we trying to sell? What's a good close rate? And we take a look. If we've got our sales force, we got to take a look at each individual salesman. But we need to know where that should be. Everybody says, oh, you know, I'm closing 9 out of 10 jobs. If you're closing 9 out of 10 jobs, you're too cheap. You've got to raise your prices. So it's got to be a number of somewhere in between, you know, maybe you're closing, you know, 1 out of 3, 2 out of 4, 50% maybe, something along those lines. But you don't want to be closing everything. You track, obviously, your referrals. You're going to have a higher close rate on that as opposed to some visitor that just comes in through your website and fills out the form. But the key is to know your numbers and track that. Now, we've got the sale. That's not the end of it. We want to get referrals. We want to turn each of those jobs into one additional job, and that's our goal. And that's our sixth step, to turn that customer into a lifetime customer. We start off with first, we're going to get a 5-star review from every customer that we do a job for. And that's something that we track also. How many reviews are we getting? Because you've got to ask for them. We talked about the process to go through that. Then we've got a process that's going to ask for referrals. Can we get some referrals? And that's going to be right after the job. Something that I like to do is, say a month later, send them a little gift, maybe a Starbucks card, or maybe I know somebody did some, a box of brownies, you know, something just to remind them, hey, thanks so much for doing the job. Really appreciate it. Everybody wants to get a thank you. How many times do you get thanked for, you know, for giving somebody a bunch of money? Very rarely. So it goes a long ways. Again, it's something that your competitors are not doing. From here, we want to make sure we turn them into a lifetime customer, somebody that's going to remember us and that's going to refer us. I've had contractors work for me so often, I can't even remember their name. I haven't heard from them. 6 months later, I already forgot them. So I like their work. I'd be happy to refer them, but who the hell were they? I can't remember who it was. And that's where keeping in contact with customers is so important. And it's with a good CRM system, it's simple to do. Best way is send out that newsletter. Have a newsletter. It pays off. Just making sure that you always stay top of mind with customers. How many times you've gone down the street and here's the guy you put the roof on for, and they're having somebody else do the gutters. You call them up, what's going on? Oh, well, I didn't know you did gutters, or I didn't know you did windows, if that's a service that you provide. So keeping up on that making sure that when they're ready to do additional services, or they buy another house, or they've got a rental property, who knows? But you got to continue to stay on top of these guys and make them lifetime customers and have that frame of mind. Well, all right, that's a wrap. That's the simple process that we used. You can use this for an outline, add to it, continue to refine it, but always have a process. So what have we gotten out of this series? We learned how to get a good website design that's going to attract and capture inquiries, turn them into leads that are going to turn into sales. We've got our CRM, so we've got a simple way to track all these leads to make sure they're going all the way through the sales process, the pipeline, until we close, lose the job, or put them in the dead file. Then we talked with Mark about how to get leads, so we're getting a constant flow of leads. We don't turn this on and off as times get busy or not. We've got to keep a consistent flow coming in. Always be marketing. That way we can pick and choose, just cherry pick the good ones that we want that fall into the ideal customer that we have. Once we've got a qualified lead, we know have a process where we go through the sale. We're going to improve our close rates. We're going to close the customers that we really want to work for, that meet all those qualifications of our ideal customer. And this is the only way that we're going to have profitable work coming in constantly, a constant flow. We're going to make it simple because we're only seeing those that we have the time to spend to close the jobs. We're not going out and looking at every job. We're not trying to be everything to everybody. We're making it simple so we can have the free time that we want. So what are we going to do? It's what this show is all about. We're going to grow our business. We're going to make more money, and we're going to have more free time. We're not going to be one of these guys that are running around, I'm so stressed, I'm so busy, I never see my family, I'm never able to do any of these things. And because we're just working so inefficiently, we're not making any money. That's crazy. Because you can set it up with the processes, as we've talked about. This is about making this the best year ever. So I appreciate everybody listening. Leave us a review on iTunes. Always appreciated. Just go down to the show notes, click on that big button that says leave a review. It'll take you 2 minutes, but it really helps get the show out. So until next week, we'll hear from you on the Roofer Show.